Porrick Lodge back with us for the sports news. And we've been hearing just already the tributes pouring into the late, unfortunately, Mick O'Dwyer.
Yeah, only a morning of great sadness. The instant he reckoned all he had to say was Mico, and people knew who he was. News coming through to us during the programme of the death of Mick O'Dwyer, aged 88, one of the most recognisable and widely travelled figures in Gaelic football. The Waterford man won 4 All-Irelands as a player and went on to manage his native county to 8 All-Irelands. And from there, he went on to bring Leinster glory to Kildare and Laois, and Tommy Murphy Cup success to Wicklow. Our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey looks back now on the life of one of the greats of the GAA.
Had a marvellous run, but I wasn't very lucky to be born in Kerry.
Mick O'Dwyer was born on June 9th, 1936 in Waterford, County Kerry. His passionate love of football, management skills and desire to spread the gospel of the game he loved saw him initially win 4 All-Ireland medals as a footballer himself, 11 Munster and 7 National Leagues.
The amazing Mick O'Dwyer.
He won his first All-Ireland medal in 1959.
It was a big occasion for me, being the first man ever from Waterford to play on any form of a Kerry team.
His second in 1962, broke both legs in 64 and still played in the All-Ireland final against Galway before winning his third All-Ireland medal in 1969 when he was named Texaco Footballer of the Year. A year later, he completed his collection.
Once a half back, now a very effective forward.
And 4 years later, in 1974, he retired and became manager of the Kingdom of Kerry in 1975. It was the beginning of an incredible era.
We did 27 consecutive nights without a break, and that one player missed the training session.
And all danger for Dublin there. The ball breaking loose on the wing. It's a goal! It's a goal!
It was a time when access to the winning dressing room was the norm.
Yeah, one of the bestest players, Mick, I'd say, in the history of the association by our team. I have no doubt whatever that we're going to win this one.
4 All-Irelands in a row were won between 1978 and 81, and the 3 in a row, 1984, 85 and 86. After 15 years as Kerry manager, he headed to Leinster to Kildare and ended a 42-year provincial famine with the securing of 2 Leinster titles and an All-Ireland final appearance in 1998. In 2002, Mickle moved to Laois, where he ended a 57-year wait for a Leinster title. Later, he spent 5 years as Wicklow manager, winning the Tommy Murphy Cup, before ending his intercounty management career with Clare in 2013.
I've done everything I wanted to do. I did it all and got great enjoyment out of it, and I wouldn't change it for the world. The very last team that I managed was an under-14 team here 2 years. I was 79.
Mick O'Dwyer, a Kerry man, a gentleman, a footballer, a manager, one of the all-time greats. He was 88, quite simply a legend.
Sure was. That's Marty Morrissey reporting. And we're joined now by Des Cahill. Des, you worked in the Kerry Man during that golden era for Kerry football. What are your memories of Mick O'Dwyer?
Well, funny, I just find it strange hearing the voice of older Mick O'Dwyer in the obituary, because to me, the image in my head was Mick was such a fine, handsome, strong man. The black hair, the image in my head is him, the hands on the hips, in the middle of an All-Ireland, looking out on the pitch. And when I went to work for the Kerry Man as a young dub, not many dubs went there, he was hugely suspicious what the hell I was doing working for the Kerry Man, and he was cautious with me. But once he got to know me, he was so good to me for the rest of my career, going right through my days in RTE. And he was very loyal from that point of view, and loyalty was a big thing with him. In fact, when they won the 4 in a row and didn't win the 5 in a row, some people said, was he too loyal to the fellas who had done it for him? Should he have brought younger players through? But he was always, as my weight fluctuated up and down in my RT years, every time he'd see me, if I'd put on weight, he'd say, God, you're getting stronger. Or then if I'd lost, he'd say, you're not as strong as you were the last time, in fairness to you. He always called it my strength. But his success and the style of football the team played made him that legendary figure, as you said. You just say Mick O'Dwyer to anybody and everyone knows who you're talking about. And the sense of fun he had and the sense of roguery as well, because he brought Kerry on fantastic trips. They did a world tour in 1981, I remember. And his fundraising, he famously, very famously, did an ad for a washing machine, a Bendix washing machine, that became known as the Bendix scandal. And it was the lead story on the radio news and the newspapers. They posed for a full page ad, three or four of the players sitting on a washing machine with dirty gear on. And it was deemed this great scandal that the amateurs were doing this. But the money was going towards the Kerry squad holiday. So he was always working an angle like this. Hugely competitive man. Brought massive joy to Kerry. Golf, you know, all the golf courses in Ireland, he would die to not lose in golf. And then, of course, when he left Kerry, as you mentioned, I mean, look at the joy Kildare people and Laois people and Wicklow people got from his role with him. He brought them success that they hadn't been used to. And he just, I think he made players feel taller when he went into those counties and told them, why won't we win this? And they believed him. And he was quite extraordinary man and one of the most fantastic people I've come across in my career in sport, Borik.
And there were persistent rumours that linking him with the Dublin job over the years, but he denied that consistently.
No, there was an attempt made. Yeah, there was an attempt made, and he would have taken it. He would have taken it. John Bailey, the late John Bailey, was chairman of Dublin. I don't know whether, and a very close friend of Mikko was a friend of John Bailey's, and that was the route they were going. With, I won't name the other man in case he wants to give his version of the story, but it certainly was discussed. Could you imagine Mikko with the Dubs?
Yeah.
There would have been some cracking Kerry.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, just to sum up, a man who saw it all and did it all as well.
Did it all, absolutely. He walked the walk, talked the talk, and his charm and his, I'll think of his sense of fun and the smile of him and the glint in the eye when he'd be hopping the ball at you as well. He was a great man and, as you've said, one of the true greats of Gaelic games.
Okay, Descal, thank you very much indeed for that.
Pádraic, thank you very much indeed.